Tank with fuel-saving Blue Motion technology in the new Volkswagen Passat. Full of bright ideas. Text BRIGHT to 65020 for more information.
Join in London's biggest conversation.
Call Clive Bull.
0845 6060 973. Text 84850.
Right, we're taking your calls, 0845 6060 973. It is the Oscars later on this morning. Christo will be giving you all the details of that as events continue. But actually, for me, the best bit is them going in on the red carpet. And they're beginning to go in now. So we thought we'd cross to Paul Preston, who is from movieguys.net, to get a flavour of what's going on, because he's actually watching the arrivals as they come in. Hi, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. What kind of a view have you got? Is it exciting there?
I can probably hear the screaming and yelling instead of a madhouse. Everybody is starting to finally arrive, a slow trickle in of all the actors and the nominees. And now the big-time folks have stepped in the red carpet, and people are starting to go crazy, including Colin Firth, who just arrived, and my wife is really excited, like far too excited.
Yes. Any notable dresses so far?
I'm sorry?
Any notable dresses so far? That's what people always look out for, isn't it?
Well, if you've seen the film Winter's Bone, the star of that film, Jennifer Lawrence, showed up in a beautiful red dress, and I think that shocked a lot of people because she was dressed down so intensely in that movie. She was all, you know, in winter coats and sticky hair and just all dirtied up. But she's a lot of talk about her right now, for sure.
Has anyone else taken your fancy, shall I say?
Well, Marissa Tomei just got here. I'm always a best fan of her. So I enjoy watching her and Amy Adams both walk up the red carpet. That's a treat, no doubt.
Yeah. So how long does this whole process of walking down the red carpet go on?
Well, it doesn't seem to take as long on TV. I think they edited it down because they get a lot of press to talk to. And, they want to get out there and promote all the films, talk to as much press as possible. So it goes on for about 3 hours. It's been going on for a while now.
Wow. And then that's before the... And that's before the award ceremony even starts. Who's the host this year, by the way?
The host of the awards, James Franco and Anne Hathaway. Anne Hathaway made a brief appearance out here, but I didn't expect to see her at all because I figure they're both in there shoring up their hosting duties for the Big Chef.
And what do you reckon? Is this going to be a good one this year?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is this going to be a good Oscars this year?
I hope so. You know, I never know what to expect from a production when it says, well, we're changing everything, which I guess is what they're going to do. They're going to have a different set, I believe, a virtual set with green screens and that kind of thing that can take the whole scene anywhere. They can be in the desert and they can be in space. And so I'm curious to see how all of that works. But I think there's a great set of nominees. I'm a huge fan of Inception, Social Network, Toy Story 3, The King's Speech. There's great movies there, so I think just celebrating them will make the show great.
I think you're right, actually. There is a very good range of good films this year, and that's not always the case, is it?
Well, the strange thing that I thought was it wasn't a great year overall, but the nominees for the best of the year are fantastic.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, there's great films that weren't even nominated, like Shutter Island. I thought it was a brilliant movie. But of course, I mean, The Fighter is a great movie. There's no shortage of good stuff to choose from.
And of course, over here, we're all hoping The King's Speech is going to get Best Film. What's the chances, do you think?
Well, it's making a last-minute run after The Social Network seemed to win a lot of the Critics' Awards and some of the early awards in the awards season. King's Speech has won some of the later ones. So this is a bigger race than I think we've had in a while. And a lot of the filmmakers have been right out here in front of the bleachers here on the red carpet talking to the fans. David Seidler, if I'm pronouncing that right, the filmmaker, came out and told a great story about how he used to have a stutter when he was a kid and inspired him to write this story. And he's like 69 now, I believe, so it's a long journey for him to get this film into where it is. The producers came up and talked about how excited they were that their film had the most nominations of any film, so King's Speech is making a big showing. We'll see if it takes it.
Oh, well, fingers crossed. Whoa, who are they screaming for now?
Let's see. There's so many people here now. They got a Mark Ruffalo just showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Marissa Tomei stage. So, again, you know, I'm always a fan of Hillary Swank just came by and waved Kate Blanchett. I mean, there's loads of beautiful ladies, loads of talented guys. It's the Oscar red carpet.
Whoa. Well, it sounds really exciting. Paul, thank you very much for giving us a flavour there of the atmosphere on the red carpet. Paul Preston from movieguys.net. And for all your Oscar news, Christo will be here keeping you in touch. We'll have a chat with him in a minute. 0845 6060 973 is the number if you'd like to join in. Let's go to Martin in Kent next. Hello, Martin.
Hi. Back to the mundane.
Oh, yes.
I was talking about, I don't know what the